Chapter 31.
I ought to kill you, Renoir's strong voice said, for falling asleep again.
Nath twisted around and jumped to his feet.
Renoir!
With Warhammer slung across his back, the dwarf stood as tall and stout as ever. His beard was still mostly a prominent black, but more gray had taken over. Pilpin stood beside him.
Enjoy your nap.
It's good to see you too,
Nath said. He stepped forward and clasped Pilpin's hand.
Both of you.
It's good to see you on your feet, Nath,
Pilpin said, combing his beard.
Especially during the exciting times we live in. I'm glad you're back.
Both of the dwarves were worse for wear. Their breastplates were dented, scars raced along their corded arms, and their other garments were tattered and rumpled.
You knew where to find me, didn't you?
Nath said to Renoir. Renoir pulled a spyglass from his pocket and rattled it in the air.
I wasn't letting you out of my sight. No matter what Bezog said. Not again. I've always been around. And if not me, Pilpin kept an eye out.
Does Ben know this?
Renoir shook his head.
He's a bit daffy after he took a hard shot in the head. A giant clipped him good a while back.
Renoir spied the cave.
Asleep, is he?
He did seem a bit off. Is he all right?
He's fine. Just fuzzy on the details of things. Nothing to worry about. He's as good a fighter as ever.
Are you sure about that?
He's fine.
Perhaps that's why he couldn't tell me anything. I asked and asked, but he was a bit clueless.
Renoir sank the axe end of his warhammer into a fallen log.
We're here to fill you in. What do you know?
It's only been a day.
Nath proceeded to tell all that Ben had shared.
And I'm eager to get on with things. Where's Bezog? He still lives, does he not?
Renoir looked away at Pilpin, who was staring at him.
He's dead?
Nath asked.
No, just missing. It's been a few years.
Nath's heart sank.
What happened?
Don't know. We've had a rendezvous set up years in advance. And he hasn't been at the last few.
We think Gorn...
Don't say it,
Renoir said to Pilpin.
You really think that?
He's not with the elves, and not even Shamanhoven can find him.
At least the roamers are still with us,
Nath said.
What about my father? Is he still aiding in all this?
Your father's force is thin, Nath, but they still fight. Many have been tempted and taken by that city that floats on the Jaxite.
Nath rubbed his forehead and sighed.
Don't you think we should rally one massive army to defeat them?
I believe that's where you come in.
Me?
The dragons won't listen to us.
They never listened to me before.
Renoir eyed his scales.
I've a feeling they will now.
Perhaps.
Pilpin, go and rustle Ben up. We need to get moving.
The small dwarf and warrior hopped to his feet and scurried away.
I saw what you did to those Drakus,
Renoir said.
And?
You should have had enough sense to bury them. Not long after we came along, others started to pick at them.
He scratched his beard.
I don't think it'll take long for the forces of Barnabas to figure out you are near.
You said we need to get moving. If so, where are we going?
You woke up at the right time, it seems.
Why is that?
It's near time for the next rendezvous.
And where might that be?
Renoir rubbed his face and muttered under his beard.
Near the city of waste and ruin.
I've never heard of that.
Quintuclin.
Nath swallowed.
Ben says the floating city is there. Why would you pick such a risky place to meet?
Because it was still a city when we made the plan. Can't help the fact that it's not there now. It's still the plan. Now get moving. I've got a strange feeling in my bones.
So do I,
Nath thought.
So do I.